Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. We're going to skip the poem today, but it is Free for All Friday. We'll have Daniel Turner joining us here in a little bit. I have some things I want to say, so while we're waiting on all that, we'll get to it. I believe it's time that constitutional Americans stop defending and start being on the offense. Offense by exposing these crooked politicians and the crooked bias media. And these, I'm sorry, I'm going to call them a name, these idiots in the street, they're not practicing their First Amendment, but rioting, obstructing traffic, endangering lives, harassing politicians and people. I tell you to make phone calls. And unless you're being obscene, hateful, forceful, or yelling, you are not harassing, but simply directing the employees. Why do conservatives continually allow ourselves to be on the defense? Isn't it time to turn the direction? Has defending worked? Kavanaugh did an excellent job defending himself. Has it worked? I never thought he was too emotional or too angry. I would have been worried if he hadn't been. We knew that the Democrats were not going to accept the FBI report, unless, of course, it wasn't finished until November 7th, 2018, the day after Election Day. The Democrats have cursed at the decision. They have screamed at the decision. The protesters are screaming in the faces of citizens and the Republican officials. It's not productive, and certainly does nothing to plead their case. You know, they were screaming at people, and I mean screaming. And what does that do to plead their case? They just keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Kavanaugh lied, Kavanaugh lied. Yet nothing that Dr. Ford has said has been corroborated. Nothing. In fact, it's been the opposite. But yet he's the one who lied because maybe he drank a little more than he confessed. I thought he confessed to quite a bit of drinking, but, you know, if it's drinking they hate, the president they hate never drinks. He never drinks a drop. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs. But they hate him. So it isn't the drinking that bothers them. It does, however, their attitudes, their yelling and their screaming, it does, however, exactly what it's meant to do, intimidate. And they're mean. They are without an intelligent argument when they're screaming. If they have something intelligent to share, then bring it down a notch or two and talk about it. Don't just say, he lied. That doesn't do any good. When did Kavanaugh lie on the stand? I didn't hear one lie. I heard a man who was defending from every direction the case went from. If you remember, the case went from he groped her when she was 15 at a party and he was drunk, to near rape, to gang rapes, to drunkenness, to alcoholic, to being an alcoholic, to pedophilia, and he has a bad temper now. All are slanderous. And all are discounted, all to ruin this man and his family, all to intimidate, to warn any other so-called constitution. Now think about this. It'll warn any constitutional person from accepting the president's nomination to be on the Supreme Court or any other position. How many of you would want to be in the administration right now? You know, it's not a safe place to be. What I did see in this were Democrats desperately lying and leaking information, which somebody's going to pay for. Maybe not the right people, but somebody's going to pay for it. They were paying protesters, slipping an envelope to one of Ford's attorneys. We saw that. We don't know what was in it, but I guess we can make an accusation just like they can. What was in it? I just want to know. I saw Ford speak like she was a 15-year-old, like baby talk, like a little girl. I saw and heard her allegations fall like flies in the winter, dead to the ground. I also saw in this process the brokenness of Congress, of the procedures altogether. I see Americans who haven't got a clue. They are overwhelmed by it all and sickened by it all. It is sleazy beyond belief. While this is all very important, again, we must ask ourselves why. There are three branches of our governing. The executive branch, which is the president and his administration. The legislative branch, which is Congress. That includes the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the judicial, which is the Supreme Court and the courts. Authority is given to each, but the very least authority is given to the court. So why has this charade been presented as if it is more than that? The Supreme Court is the highest court of the land. You cannot appeal again once you've reached the very top of the court, the final decision from those judges. But they have absolutely, according to the Constitution, no power, no authority to legislate or make law or erase law. They can interpret the law. And they should be interpreting the law according to the Constitution. No opinions, no emotions, no agenda. Again, while this charade is going on and distracting all of us Americans. I mean, how many talk shows are talking about Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford and on and on and on? There are other things happening via Congress, because you know they care and they work so very hard, that we should be watching. We should be protesting. We should be making those phone calls to the congressman. Take a congressman to coffee. In the age of easy communication, Americans seem to know less and less of what's going on. We only know what they want us to know. We only see what they want us to see. So right now, all we're seeing is this Supreme Court judge nomination, procedures, and arguments carry out, as if we had nothing to say about it. If we have time, in our last segment today, I'll share an article with you that I think will speak to this. It speaks about Americans not knowing our history. How important it is to remember the history. You know, the Lord said, put my commandments on your doorposts so that you will see them. You will not forget them. You will see them going in and coming out. Americans have forgotten and are complacent in revisiting or even learning about their history. And all we need is a refresher course in our history. But we don't seem to want it. We need to know our Constitution. We need to know about our rights. And hey, I'm speaking to Beth Ann, too. It is Free for All Friday. Get fired up and let's make our voices heard. 877-895-5410. We will be hearing from Daniel Turner here in the next segment, I do believe. I haven't heard from him this week, but I think he will be. And actually, he's going to be our guest next week. I believe he's on next week. I think so. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Free for All Friday. Get fired up. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to bring on Daniel Turner. He's with us. Hey, Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me on. As always, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, it's we call it free for all, and now we're calling it Fired Up Fridays because everybody seems to get fired up. I'm pretty sure you don't have any news in the energy world this week because all we've talked about is Kavanaugh, and Dr. Ford and Feinstein and crying Schumer and all this. That's all we've talked about, FBI. Nothing's happening on the energy side.
and people spending hours trying to decipher the high school yearbook of 36 years ago. You know, I actually took out my former high school yearbooks. I think I'm 13 or 12 years younger than Brett Kavanaugh, so okay. My high school yearbook's a little newer, but it's not exactly brand new. I graduated high school in 92, and I was looking at some of the scribblings, and I don't remember half of what it meant. I knew at the time I thought it was hysterical, but, you know, this was 26 years ago, and so to add 10 years to that and say, what does this joke mean? I don't know. I don't even know who this person is anymore. So it's just a whole lot of nonsense.
It's really sad when it comes down to looking at people's yearbooks. So I hope the youth of today are being very careful what they put in those yearbooks.
Absolutely. Yeah, and add on to that the social media nonsense. Everyone should be encouraging their kids and in certain cases their grandkids to be extra careful with what's going on because look at how what you thought was just a harmless joke can be used against you. 36 years ago, if there's a political agenda, and it's shameful. It's shameful to see the way some of these senators voted against cloture just now. I was had the TV on in the background. It's just shameful.
Tell me what they voted on because I missed it.
So cloture is just, and I'm a former Senate staffer, so I know these nerdy things, but the cloture vote is just the vote to end the debate so that you can take a formal vote. And after cloture, that's where you have 30 hours for final statements, and then there's a final vote. So they voted on cloture at 10:30, and it passed 51-49. So now they will have the final vote 30 hours later, which will be roughly 2:30, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Will be the final vote.
Interesting.
Yeah, Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska, voted against it.
Of course she did.
Which was disappointing.
Yep. Of course she did.
Rhinos. Too many rhinos out there.
Yeah, I'll hope Alaska's listening.
Me too. You know? And I hope there's a savvy and spunky and smart Alaskan out there who says, you know what, it's time for me to step up.
I hope
so. And I'm going to run because
I hope so.
I'll support that person.
Absolutely. Well, I was kind of kidding about that being all, but that is pretty much all we've talked about even here, you know. And I had said that on the air one day, and then that evening I'm watching it was Tucker Carlson. He says, 13 days in a row now, this is all we've talked about. And I'm going, oh, yeah, it's pretty bad. And,
unemployment dropped to 3.7, which is amazing. We added 130,000 jobs to the payroll, which is remarkable. We have so many other stories to tell, and granted, the Kavanaugh vote in the Supreme Court is hugely important, but there are other things happening, and there are other major battles out there being waged, especially in the energy space.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about one that was brought to my attention, and that's the Proposition 112 in Colorado.
And that's exactly what I wanted to talk
Yay.
About.
Yay!
Beth Ann, we have a mind meld going.
That's great. Well, so let's talk about it. Tell me exactly what this Proposition 112 is. I know what it's going to do, but tell me what it is, really.
Yeah, so this is a proposal to set around what they call setbacks. So if there is a public building, a school, a hospital, or even a residence, a private building, any structure that is inhabited by people, right now you cannot drill a well for oil or gas exploration within 500 feet. The Prop 112 would move that from 500 feet to 2,500 feet, which is a little less than half mile. So now you imagine a map of your neighborhood, your county, and put little pin marks where there's every building and hospital and residence and home, and then draw half-mile diameters around that. And pretty soon the map is full of half-mile diameters, and they say, well, can't drill here. And 2,500 feet is an absurd number. It's a political number. And the reason why they came up with it is because this is the left trying to destroy the energy industry. And to tie it back to Kavanaugh, this is why the green groups have been spending millions of dollars to oppose him. Your listeners know way better than I do what the EPA tried to do to their private land with some of the water rules that they came up with, with some of with what the agricultural regulations the Obama administration came up with. So many of those rules were before the Supreme Court and are on a stay, meaning that the court was 4-4, and they're waiting. They'll hear it again when they have a final vote, when they have a final justice to decide. We need people on the court who will interpret the law as is, and that includes farmers saying, wait a second, if I bring my tractor against the mud and it makes 2-foot divots in the dirt and then it fills with water because it rains, you can't call that a waterway.
It's a waterway.
You can't tell me. Exactly, and that's what the Obama administration
I know they do. They do that a lot, and it's really destructive to production.
Yes.
And Colorado,
property.
I want to remind my listeners that Colorado was where the EPA had a little faux pas there and turned all the river orange.
Yes, remember that, and that was the EPA that did that.
And then they claimed, nothing really happened, and it didn't matter that people couldn't do their tourism and their canoe rides and whatever else they were doing, float trips down that river. That didn't matter, and Mother Nature was going to take care of it.
Exactly. And what gets my goat about Prop 112 in Colorado, which is this issue over and over again, and this is the real core of why I started this organization and where you and I see so much in common, is that all of this is pushed by people who do not work in the industry, are not impacted by the industry. This is Tom Steyer, who doesn't live in Colorado, spending millions and millions of dollars to push this down the people of Colorado's throats. This is Jared Polis, who's running for the governor, who's from California originally, who's worth $600 million. He doesn't give a darn about the Colorado industry. He's just a liberal progressive. It doesn't affect him. So they love to pass these laws because they feel good. It excites the liberal left. It excites the green base. But the consequences of this law, $26 billion in GDP, $8 billion in tax revenue for education funding, 102,000 jobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be well over 100,000 jobs, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And this is what drives me crazy about the left, is the people who push this never feel the consequences of it. If you're Jared Polis and you're worth $600 million,
not going to bother you.
Unemployment.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter to you that somebody else hasn't got a job and their kids are going hungry or doing with very little. And it doesn't matter to you if you're one of those that, you know, that the energy cost, your air conditioning, your fuel in your car or your
exactly.
heating for the winter goes up. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. No, and this is where all of us need to fight to protect the integrity of our states. And I've talked about this with you before and your listeners, is that the people who are pushing this also in Colorado are transplant Californians.
Yeah, I wrote that on here.
California is expensive. Yeah, so we got to move to Colorado. It's beautiful. It's cheap. They move to Colorado, and they bring their lousy ideas with them, and they scare these suburban soccer moms to say, do you know that 1,000 feet from your door there is a fracked well that's been there for maybe 70 years? And the woman says, oh, my gosh, there's a well 1,000 feet. Yes, I want that shut down. And to a certain point, you want to say, but we were here first. Right, you built a housing community in our neighborhood, in our industry, and we can coexist. And this is just fear, always. It's always fear.
And it's these kind of things. Now, I know this is on the state level there, but it's these kind of things that is why the president is trying to do away with some of these regulations that are in the EPA office.
Exactly.
This is the reason. It's jobs. It's going to take jobs. It's going to take income. It's going to take the energy away from the United States of America.
Exactly. You know, and Mitch McConnell just said before on the Senate floor, if there was one corroborating piece of evidence, if there was one real witness to what Blasey Ford is claiming, that person's name would have been leaked right now. In a similar way, if there was one real instance of contaminated groundwater, if there was one real instance of where fracking or oil exploration actually did something, that would be all over the papers. But they can't find one, so they make it up. They make it up and say, oh, people are reporting that they have headaches. People are saying that they smell funny water. Obama tried for 8 years to find an instance of contaminated water. He couldn't, and he allowed fracking to continue.
I have to say, I get headaches a lot, Daniel. It has nothing to do with any fracking going on. I appreciate you taking time. You're going to be with us all day, all hour, next Tuesday. I'm excited about that. We're anxious to see you again. All right, Daniel. If you come through Missouri, you know, that flyover state, you drop by, okay?
I will be there. I'm fired up Friday. Thanks.
Fired up Friday. Thanks, Daniel. Have a great weekend. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. You know, somebody's going to have to pay for some of this. It's usually us. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural whole families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. If you're fired up, give us a call. 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, are you fired up?
Oh, you know, I'm always fired up.
It's been a while. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You know, this Kavanaugh thing, I want to make clear, I support Kavanaugh.
Okay.
But this Kavanaugh thing is a good example of what we got going for oligarchy in this country right now.
Right. You're right.
Think about this. The people all involved in this knew each other in high school. They pretty much all of them belong to the same country club. And they're all in some kind of important institutional job that many of them probably their parents were involved in before that.
They'd be the smart ones.
American or not.
They'd be the smart ones, you know. It's a little bit of nepotism going on, huh?
Well, sure, yeah. And that's something, I think we have to get to the point now. And, of course, I'm very fortunate. My congressman, Rod Blum, isn't a swamp creature. He's a good guy.
Good.
But I think we got to get to the point. Is Lisa Murkowski, and Daniel's right about his issues and everything, too. But is Lisa Murkowski, is she the Republican, or is she the rhino, or am I the rhino? And it seems to me Murkowski has a lot of power. I mean, she's holding her father's feet.
Oh.
You know. Well, it really wasn't her. See, I even used the term. We get locked into this. That's not the Murkowski seat. That's the people of Alaska's seat. You know, and I even get stuck on it. You know, and I'm, you know, we're in the middle of the game right now. We don't want the Democrats to take over the House and the Senate. We know that because Murkowski's going to listen to me better than a liberal Democrat ever will. You know, but.
And Collins now. I want to talk about Collins a little bit. I was looking for my article here. Yeah. I was going through my papers. I couldn't find it. I know I've got it right here in front of me. She's waiting till 3 o'clock today, and then she's going to announce her decision. This is so staged. It's so theatrical. And it's like they have this puffed up feeling of importance. They're holding out, these last people. And what are they asking for their state or their purse? What are they asking for before they make this decision?
Yeah, exactly.
And it just it infuriates me. When I saw that this morning, I just wanted to shake her. You know, it's like, what are you waiting for till 3 o'clock? What is the big deal? No evidence against this man. All kinds of evidence that she lied or misrepresented. And what is the problem? What is the problem? Because the president... You know, I had to laugh about all of them at this rally. I said, they're upset with the president because he mocked. They said he mocked Mrs. Ford, Dr. Ford. I said, no, he was telling it like it was. They ask her a question. She says, I don't remember. They ask her another one. I don't remember. Another one. I don't remember. But I remember I only had one beer. Well, she might have had a pretty strong beer if she couldn't remember anything else. But she can remember one thing. It was Brett and this other man. I can't remember his name. Judge, I think, is the last name. But were they not listening, Tim, to the crowd when he was saying this?
Yeah.
Those are the people they represent. Are they not
exactly
listening to America? We're tired of this circus. Somebody got on to me about the circus.
The we already know 20% of that crowd there, maybe 25% of it, were Democrats.
Oh,
they all know the numbers on this. 20 to 25% of that crowd were Democrats.
In the rally with President Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not hear that.
They are our friends and neighbors.
You bet.
The people we go to church with.
You bet.
That have the same values as we do, and they're not Bernie Sanders people. See, the Democrats, here's the thing people aren't talking about with Dianne Feinstein. There basically is no Republican running against her. She's in a general election race with another Democrat for her seat out there. And the Republican state, the Democratic State Central Committee endorsed her opponent because they're all run by, it's all the Bernie Sanders crowd running that out there. And so their grassroots, basically outside of D.C., the grassroots, and Daniel's good point is right to say that Murkowski is a rhino, because the grassroots out here in Republican country are people like us. And in Democrat, all my Democrats around here, here in Iowa, the Sanders people stick out like a sore thumb. They're just not us, you know, although they might be lifetime residents and everything, but it's like, who are you? You know, they're not people I go to church with or people I hang out with. And
are they productive? You know, are they productive?
Universally, we vote for the candidate, not the party out here in rural America.
Well, and I think that's why we're deplorables, because we're really the ones that are deplorable. We're not in that that crowd that you described earlier that Kavanaugh and all these people have run with. We're not in that crowd. We're the ones out here turning the dirt over. We're the ones out here working, going to work day in and day out, and sometimes on weekends. We're the ones that are doing all the work, and they're getting filthy rich. And it's time the American people quit being defensive and start pushing back. Push first. Yeah. You know, they're talking about, and I know it's all talk, but they're talking about Feinstein. They're going to do an investigation about this leaking of that letter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we could just spend all this time and money on investigations. It had to have come from the Democrat side, regardless of who it was, whether it was in hers or somebody else's office. It came from that office. It had to have come from the Democrat side. They're the ones who were holding it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's no, it's not like it's some big secret. Although that might have been why they let this guy be exposed and get fired. That did go in and steal a bunch of things. Maybe he's going to be their fall man.
The other reason this drug out so much, there's two reasons why this really, really drug out a lot. You look at Manafort. Hmm. Manafort's partner is still in business.
Uh-huh.
And both those guys have worked for both parties in their career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of the game now, and I can tell you I never, ever worked for a Democrat. Never. I mean, I've turned down some money. Not to work for a Democrat. A Democrat would have paid me.
Hmm.
You know, those two, him and his partner have worked for Democrats. There's a lot of them going on. Both sides in this argument made a ton of money. And I think the world of Ed Rollins, I think he's a straight, legitimate guy. The other night he admitted, he said, you know, I had a guy today write me a check for $1 million. And he says, I know 20 other guys will write the same check to get Kavanaugh in there.
Wow.
You know, and the other side may see, and this is what Feinstein's up against. Feinstein had to do something to try and win this election out there because the Sanders people were leaving her.
Oh.
And this was her play, and we played all along with it. Now, the upside to that is
be quick, we're about out of time.
They have been so radical because they have been so stupid, and they're not Democrats that I live beside.
Yeah.
Doing all this harassment and everything, we're going to have a huge win in November.
And now, real quick, we're going to go into a break. I want a yes or no. I think that the Democrats will, I mean, I think the Republicans will take or keep the Senate. What do you think about the House?
Oh, the House is a lock. The House is fine.
You think so?
The House is fine. Yeah.
Well, I think Claire McCaskill's done here in the state of Missouri, and if I have anything to do with it, she will be done.
Iowa corn growers just endorsed Blum up here for us.
Okay.
In our district, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa is the largest grain handling facility in the world, and that's in Rod
okay.
Blum.
I'm gonna have to let you go. We're going into the commercial break. Thank you, Tim. You have a great weekend. We'll get to Neil from Missouri when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's Free for All Friday. We're getting fired up. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code Bethann. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different fill consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. Two to four players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It has been a free-for-all Friday. We've talked quite a bit. I think I got fired up, and I think Tim was a little fired up. Maybe Neil's going to help us. Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing all right. It's finally quit raining, so things are starting to dry out a little bit.
Yeah, well, we needed the rain, but I'm kind of like you. I prefer sunshine.
Yeah, it's way too dusty to mow if we don't get a little rain.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you were talking about pushing back, you know, and going on the offense. And I'm just telling you right now, if you're not in court, you're not on the offense.
Mm.
We don't have anything left, you know, any form of defense left. If you want to go on the offense, you know, I mean, we can't go, excuse me, we can't go on the offensive militarily because there's no way.
No way.
And once they took away the military from the citizen by eliminating the militia and creating a standing army, there's no way as a citizen you're going to take that off. The only line of defense we have is in the courtroom. Every time some criminal in government tells you, thou shalt or thou shalt not, and it doesn't apply with the laws of God set forth in the Bible, you need to walk in that courtroom and sue them.
Hmm.
And tell them, look, you can't be doing this to us. Law of God says this. You don't have any right to tell us otherwise.
Now,
and that's the only way you're going to put, that's really the only way you're going to put a stop to them, because now you're getting in their pocketbook.
Do we have,
that's the only thing I respect.
Do we have enough judges that would uphold that?
Well, I don't know anymore. The court system's getting pretty corrupt.
Well, that's why this is so important. That's why this particular, and I'm looking at this as both on both sides of this with Kavanaugh. That's why this is so important, because they're running this country through the courts instead of through the legislation, and you know, right, so they can't have And I don't know how you feel about Kavanaugh. He's not a perfect guy, and I know a lot of conservatives are against him with some decisions he's made on the Fourth Amendment. But they're scared to death that he's going to change Roe v. Wade, and they're scared to death he's going to follow the Constitution instead of their emotions and their socialistic views. And that's how they've been running these courts. That's why we had a federal circuit, the Ninth Circuit Court judge from Hawaii going after the president when he was trying to secure this nation from people coming in here.
Oh, yeah. know, that's the see, that's the where the problem lies. The problem doesn't really lie with the United States Supreme Court because the lower courts ignore whatever they say. They don't care.
Seems to, don't they?
They don't care. And less than 0.1% of all cases submitted to the Supreme Court ever get heard. So you've got less than 0.1% chance of ever getting your case heard by the Supreme Court. The problem lies in the lower courts. You know, Trump needs to focus on replacing all these appellate court judges in all 12 circuits and the USDC circuit. Those all need to be, we need people like Kavanaugh in all those positions because we've got all these bleeding heart liberals in there that are out to destroy the country and turn it into a and promote the socialist police state even more than it already is.
Mm.
And you, as you go down the line, get into the state court system, we're getting the same problem. And I've watched this over the last 40 years. 40 years ago, we had pretty much a good set of judges. They were actually judges. When you walked into that courtroom and you said, here's my case, the judge would look at the opposing party and say, well, what's your answer? Anymore, the judge sits there, and whichever side he comes down on as far as his own personal opinion, that's the side he promotes, and that's the side he works for.
And that's what we're
supposed to be working for anybody.
Yeah, he's supposed to be reading that Constitution.
And the people need to start calling these judges on that. Every time that judge gets out of line, every time he steps over the line, every state has a state disciplinary committee on judges. You need to file your complaints with that state disciplinary committee and start getting these judges booted out of office.
Hmm. I agree. And, you know, the problem is nobody wants to run for them except these lefties. And how many times we've had judges in our small little community and county, you know, where there's only one person running. There's nobody else contesting them. And I don't know if they're good or bad or in between, but I should know. But it's that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
And another thing, you know, what they've done to Kavanaugh, that is sending a message out. Don't you dare try to follow this president or this constitution, or we're coming after you. I mean, that's what the journalists, so-called journalists on CNN said. We're going after Kavanaugh. I mean, they admit it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, this is a warning for anybody else who dares even think about standing up and doing what's right. But if we would stand up and do what's right and quit waiting to be defended, he hadn't, you know, the rule of law is just gone with some of these lefties. You know, they didn't, he was guilty until proven he was innocent. He was guilty until he could prove himself innocent. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's the opposite of what we stand for here, which I know you know that.
Right.
I'm just getting fired up. But,
right, but that's what happens in almost all your court cases. If you can't prove you're innocent, they're going to find you guilty.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's really gotten that bad in this country.
It is. It's wrong. And
the judges, they sit there, and I've watched case after case in these criminal court cases where a judge sits there, and he takes on the role of the prosecutor. I sat in court one day and had a judge tell the prosecutor, shut up, sit down, and he proceeded to prosecute the defendant.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous what's happening, especially in these lower courts. And this is where the citizens can get involved. You get in there, you use that small claims court to go after people that are jerking you around and taking your money away from you and stealing. Every time somebody comes and steals your kid's bicycle, you take his butt into that courtroom on a small claim to get the judgment. And while he's sitting in jail for theft, you get his lunch money. and that's how you put a stop to this with these criminals, because these guys that go to jail, they don't care. They got three hots in a cot. They have their own gangs and their own parties while they're in jail. You start taking their lunch money away from them while they're sitting in jail, and they got to eat that jail food, and that's all they've got to eat, three times a day. I guarantee you, that'll do more to put a stop to this thieving in this country than anything else.
Yeah, kids are talking about
short of cutting their hands off, of course.
Yeah, well, that's another denomination that does, or another religion that does that. We're going to have to go because we're just about out of time. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to have time to share what I had hoped to share, but this is an article coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It's written by Jarrett Stepman. I like a lot of things that he writes. He talks about Americans have almost entirely forgotten their history. And we have seen protests against our history, against the statues. But they're talking about a little test for citizenship and how many people, particularly the young ones, the young people, 45 years and younger, 19% of them couldn't pass the test. They didn't know even the basics. What is Benjamin Franklin known for? 37% of them thought it was for a light bulb. They don't even know what the original 13 colonies were. One of them thought that General, I'm not one of them, but some of them thought that World War II General Dwight Eisenhower was the Vietnam War general or Civil War. And it said 2% of them answered, while most knew the cause of the Cold War, 2% of them actually thought it was climate change. Money into the education is not the answer. It's not the answer at all. If you can't do anything but send your kids to public school, you need to be teaching them truth at home. That's the only place they're going to learn it. Get that Constitution out, and I'm talking to Beth Ann as well. We've got to refreshing course. We need to do refresher courses, and we need to know our rights. We need to know our Constitution and put those Ten Commandments on the door so you remember them coming and going. Take charge and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.